Ezra, chapter 10. Now while Ezra prayed and made confession, weeping and casting himself down before the house of God, there was gathered together to him out of Israel a very great assembly of men and women and children, for the people wept very intensely. And Shechaniah the son of Jehiel, one of the sons of Elam, answered and said to Ezra, We have trespassed against our God, and have married foreign women of the peoples of the land, yet now there is hope for Israel concerning this thing. Now therefore let us make a covenant with our God to put away all the wives, and such as are born of them, according to the counsel of my Lord, and of those who tremble at the commandment of our God, and let it be done according to the law. Arise, for the matter belongs to you, and we are with you, be of good courage, and do it. Then Ezra arose, and made the chiefs of the Levitical priests, and all Israel, to swear that they would do according to this word. So they swore. Then Ezra rose up from before the house of God, and went into the chamber of Jehohanan the son of Eliashib, and he spent the night there. He ate no bread, nor drank water, for he mourned because of the trespass of them of the captivity. And they made proclamation throughout Judah and Jerusalem to all the sons of the captivity, that they should gather themselves together to Jerusalem. And that whoever didn't come within 3 days, according to the counsel of the princes and the elders, all his substance should be forfeited, and himself separated from the assembly of the captivity. Then all the men of Judah and Benjamin gathered themselves together to Jerusalem within the 3 days. It was the 9th month, on the 20th day of the month, and all the people sat in the broad place before the house of God, trembling because of this matter, and for the great rain. And Ezra the priest stood up, and said to them, You have trespassed, and have married foreign women, to increase the guilt of Israel. Now therefore make confession to Yahweh, the God of your fathers, and do his pleasure, and separate yourselves from the peoples of the land, and from the foreign women. Then all the assembly answered and said with a loud voice, As you have said concerning us, so must we do. But the people are many, and it is a time of much rain, and we are not able to stand outside, neither is this a work of 1 day or 2, for we have greatly transgressed in this matter. Let now our princes be appointed for all the assembly, and let all those who are in our cities who have married foreign women come at appointed times, and with them the elders of every city, and its judges, until the fierce wrath of our God is turned from us, until this matter is dispatched. Only Jonathan the son of Asahel and Jaaziah the son of Tikva stood up against this matter, and Meshullam and Shabbatai the Levite helped them. And the sons of the captivity did so. And Ezra the priest selected men, certain heads of their fathers' houses, after their fathers' houses, and all of them by their names, and they sat down in the 1st day of the 10th month to examine the matter. And they made an end with all the men who had married foreign women by the 1st day of the 1st month. And among the sons of the priests there were found that had married foreign women, namely, of the sons of Jeshua, the son of Jozadak, and his brothers, Maaseiah, and Eleazar, and Jerob, and Gedaliah. And they gave their hand that they would put away their wives, and being guilty, they offered a ram of the flock for their guilt. And of the sons of Immer, Hanani and Zebadiah. And of the sons of Harim, Maaseiah, and Elijah, and Shemaiah, and Jehiel, and Uzziah. And of the sons of Pashur, Elioenai, Maaseiah, Ishmael, Nethanel, Jozabad, and Elasa, and of the Levites, Jozabad, and Shimei, and Keliah, the same is Kalita, Pethahiah, Judah, and Eleazar, and of the singers, Eliashib. And of the porters, Shalom, and Telem, and Uri, and of Israel, of the sons of Parash, Ramiah, and Uzziah, and Malchiah, and Mijamin, and Eleazar, and Malchiah, and Benaiah. And of the sons of Elam, Mattaniah, Zechariah, and Jehiel, and Abdi, and Jeremoth, and Elijah. And of the sons of Zattu, Elioenai, Eliashib, Mattaniah, and Jeremoth, and Zabad, and Azizah. And of the sons of Bebai, Jehohanan, Ananiah, Zabai, Athlai. And of the sons of Bani, Meshullam, Malak, and Adaiah, Jashub, and Sheel, Jeremoth. And of the sons of Pahath Moab, Adna, and Chelel, Benaiah, Maaseiah, Mattaniah, Bezalel, and Binui, and Manasseh. And of the sons of Harim, Eleazar, Izshiah, Malchiah, Shemaiah, Shimeon. Benjamin, Malak, Shemariah. Of the sons of Hashem, Mattani, Mattatah, Zabad, Eliphaleh, Jeremai, Manasseh, Shimei. Of the sons of Bani, Madai, Amram, and Uel. Benaiah, Bediah, Cheluhi. Vaniah, Meremoth, Eliashib. Mattaniah, Mattani, and Jasu. And Bani, and Binui, Shimei. And Shelemiah, and Nathan, and Adaiah. Machnadbe, Shishai, Shirai. Azarel, and Shelemiah, Shemariah. Shallum, Amariah, Joseph. Of the sons of Nebo, Jeel, Mattithiah, Zabad, Zabina, Iddo, and Joel, Benaiah. All these had taken foreign wives, and some of them had wives by whom they had sons.